Thank you, Madam Chair. Sorry to jump in, just really to complement some of the things that Kevin has added and has presented in terms of what we're doing here in this group of experts. I think could you go back and put the one of the first slides with the three different options?
Yep.
When we prepared, and this is in fact included in document number EC Trans SC2 Info 2024 number 3, and it's revision 1 because some of the titles went a bit crazy, document 3. As Secretariat, we sat down and we thought, okay, well, what is it that we need for passenger information? And this is what you see in document number 3, the focus on the wayfinding and the provision of train and related travel information. But as Kevin has also said, we may or will probably have got it completely wrong, and there could be other aspects which we need to look at. So without jumping ahead to agenda item 5, which is where we go into some more of the details on what it is we're looking at, I think it's very important to get your views and your initial thoughts on the scope and where we are going with this. And in that framework, I want to say something that's very important. We have here in the room our colleagues from UIC. Maria's here down at the end. She's not hiding, but she can wave to say hello to everyone. And then you will intervene later on anyway. So thank you very much for being here today. We're not here to duplicate all the excellent work that is done by UIC in the technical work and in the IRS, which I apologize, I always forget the number, which talks about all the station passenger information and those areas. As an intergovernmental body, member states, we need to be looking a bit more high level, I guess the thing is. So we're not here to say, for example, that the tactile things on platform, that they have to be they have to be circular and 3 centimeters of diameter. No, this is not what we're here to do. But we are here to say, for example, we need to consider whether there should be in all these stations some sort of tactile information across the member states and across the railways of the ECE region in those important stations. And this is also something that we need to discuss, where we draw the line. Are we sticking to the hubs that we defined in the previous work? Are we extending it to other stations? Up to what stations in terms of size are we doing this work? So it's really about where we're pitching this also, what areas we are targeting, and how far we can go. I read last week, I think it was, and maybe Chris from EPF can provide us some more information on this later on. Don't mean to put him on the spot. A very interesting study on transport done by Transport Focus in the UK on passenger information. And why this comes to mind is because actually something that you said, Kevin, in your presentation, we don't want passenger information blocking access. Well, one of the interesting things from that study was actually maybe sometimes you want passenger information to be in the way. Not blocking access, but to be in the way so that people have to see the information. And it's really obviously, and again, I said I would say it a lot, many times, I will say it again, stupidly easy to get this information and to have access to it. So that's why there's that third category with the question mark, other aspects as well. I've probably spoken already too much from what I wanted to say, but the point was really to provide the framework and really to open the floor and to allow member states and delegates here today to help guide this process, well, to drive really this process. I didn't say it at the start, but please don't be shy. We have lots of time for interventions. Anything is welcome, so please do intervene, take the floor, and tell us what you think on these aspects. So thank you, Madam Chair, and sorry for taking the floor.